was pumping. And everybody have
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, it's Friday. Yes, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And yes, if you hear a doggy song at 10:30 on Friday, then you know it's time for Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. And today I have Christine here. She is with Christine Spears. She is just an extraordinary person who serves with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. And she's on the line with us because they're so busy. Good morning, Christine. I'm so glad you could call in today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, so let's talk about A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. So tell me about the organization, and when you say small dog, what does that mean? And just a little bit about who you are in case people don't know.
Okay, so A Place of Hope is a small breed dog rescue. Sometimes people think that that means small, we're small in size as in volume, but we mean small breed dogs. So we typically bring in dogs 15 pounds and under, rescue, rehabilitate, and rehome them responsibly, which is one of our, probably our biggest missions, is to do responsible rehoming. We've been in existence since 2017.
Wow, that's great.
And, yeah.
So
and
you don't have a facility.
I can't even think of the numbers.
From my understanding, you don't have a facility.
We are a foster-based rescue.
Okay. Right.
Yep. So all of our dogs are housed in private homes in and around Escambia County and Santa Rosa County. They stay in those homes until they're adopted, getting lots of love and attention, lots of care. Our foster families are fabulous. They help us work with the dogs and really get to know the dogs. So when we make the posts for adoption, we have a pretty good understanding of what kind of home they need, what are their quirks, what are their good and bad habits, and we try to do full disclosure as much as possible.
Well, you do an awesome job, because Francine told me that you pretty much manage all of the different posts on Facebook. You can find them on Facebook with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. I look at their posts every day because I'm in love with every single dog that you post, but I'll see this cute, cute little dog, and then I read the description. I'm thinking, I don't have a huge fenced yard. I don't have other dogs for them to play with, because you describe what you think that this dog would need, and I think that's fantastic. Because sometimes we our hearts get in it, and for me, I'll pick a dog out of cuteness, but you get into the temperament, their personalities, and because they're fostered, they're very different from when they're in a cage at a shelter, don't you think?
100%. And even then, it takes them some time to come out of their shell and really show their true personality. So we have about a two-week evaluation period before we even post them, so we can get to know them into a home.
That's very smart.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
We're very careful about it.
Yeah, great. And it's not just puppies. Yep. I know you've had a lot of senior dogs, too, that you take care of.
We have puppies all the way up to seniors. Yeah, any dog that has a need that we have a home for, because it's a foster-based rescue, if we don't have an open home, we can't take it.
Gotcha.
We have to have that foster home available. And then, of course, we match the foster homes to the dogs as well. So a senior foster will probably have a senior dog, or a younger family can do puppies. We're pretty careful about our placement.
I've often been asked to foster, but I can't do it right now because I wouldn't foster. It would be what they call a foster fail. Every dog that walked into my home would stay. So I asked Christine before we got started. I said, so how many dogs do you have, young lady, since you started?
Six.
Oh, my gosh. Six dogs.
My first rescue was from a different one. I know. My first one, my foray into rescue began, you know, with a different dog that I rescued from a different place. But I was familiar with our predecessor rescue, and I asked to volunteer after the passing of one of my dogs. And I really wanted to get involved because, you know, I just did. I love dogs, and I really wanted to help. And it kind of snowballed from there. I had my first foster fail within months. And
I laugh,
just had my last foster fail on February 14th on Valentine's Day.
Oh, no. That's dog number six. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
As long as you can afford them, you can do it. And that's the key.
Yeah.
You have to be able to afford it.
Yeah,
thank
that's
goodness
very
I have an understanding husband.
Well, you do a lot to get the dogs ready, too, and that's very, very important. Talk a bit about how you prepare the dogs, and because you do offer a lot of services. There is an adoption fee, but I think that the fee is reasonable when you consider how much veterinary services can cost.
Yeah, so each dog that comes into rescue goes through an intake process where we, you know, get their name noted and sometimes name them, which is always fun, and get their, you know, physical particulars put into our system, and then they go into the foster home and we set their vet appointment. So each dog has a thorough vet appointment and they get whatever they need. We do not skimp on anything. We want the dog to go into a home fully prepared and healthy. So that means dentals, that might mean pulling baby teeth, it might mean dew claw removals, but then it also goes up into more expensive surgeries for some of our special needs dogs, amputations, enucleations, hernia repairs,
yeah,
and beyond.
You do have people that are special needs fosters too.
We do. We have some fabulous special needs fosters that are really good with dogs with seizures, dogs that have had back surgeries, dogs that need skin care. I mean, you see it all. We've just about had every situation you can imagine walk through the door.
So let me ask,
and our fosters are very skilled.
So let me ask you this then. If I was interested in adopting, what are some of the breeds that you have? Because it's a little different than a general rescue. What are your sort of parameters for the dogs that you take care of? And especially, too, if someone should happen to find a stray small dog.
So two things. The first question is, as long as it's under 15 pounds and we have a foster home available, we can help. The key is foster home available because, you know, we'll put the dog out there and say who can foster it. And some people will only want females or only want males or, you know, or out on vacation. So it just depends on that. But basically all small breeds, I mean, Chihuahuas and Yorkies and Shih Tzus and Maltese and Mini Schnauzers. And I'm trying to think of some others. I mean, it just, the list can go on. Pomeranians, we have a lot of Pomeranians. Mm-hmm. Typically what we find is when we get one dog that'll be surrendered, all of a sudden we'll be asked to take more of that breed. And I think it's because it shows up on people's timelines on their feed.
Oh, that makes sense. So should they call you if they find a dog?
Everything.
What would be the steps to take?
So typically we have a kind of a two-prong process. Typically, people will message the Facebook page, and that'll come to me. Mm-hmm. And I'll ask all of the questions and get the information to Francine, and then we put it out there and see if we have a foster available or not. If we don't, I work very hard to try to give people other resources because I never want to turn somebody away, and it breaks your heart to have to say no, but sometimes that's the reality. The other thing you can do is email us directly through our website, which is aplaceofhoperescue.com. And send in a detailed explanation. Now, we don't like the people that just say, can you take a dog? And they don't give us any details. We have to know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if we have a foster unless we have details. So we do ask people to give us as much information as they have. If they find a stray dog, first and foremost, take it to a vet and have it scanned for a microchip. More and more dogs are being microchipped, and you can reunite your dog as fast as you can if it does have one. If it has a microchip and it isn't registered, there are also ways that we can try to help find who owns the microchip.
And if your dog is
registered, we have a couple local resources
with the microchip.
If it's registered,
be sure that you get registered.
You get your dog.
Yeah, make sure when you get that microchip to go online and register your dog.
Yep.
Okay, Christine is here with a Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. This is Pep Talk. She's our expert on small dogs this morning. So if you've got a question for her, 850-437-1620. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the application process and how you can help out if you can't foster, ways you can donate and help out a Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. This is Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. We'll be back. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My expert today is with our one of my favorite places in town, A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. Francine Armstrong has been a guest in the past from this group, but today we have Christine Spears, and she's amazing. She puts on, just takes care of all the social media and does these great postings about all of the dogs that are available with real details about their personalities and the right kind of home, because you all do such a great job of matching up dogs with a potential owner. And one of the ways that you do that, Christine, is you have an application process. So I thought it might be helpful to talk about that.
Sure. So before you come and meet any dogs, we do ask that you submit an adoption application. I'm not going to lie, it's extensive. It's a very long app, but it gives us a lot of information about each applicant so we can help make sure it's the best fit for the dog. And it also opens the door for questions and conversation. We actually are in the process of redoing it. I'm going to throw it out there and giving it a paragraph where you can tell us a little bit more about you, because words on a paper don't always tell us about each applicant. But we do try to have conversation as much as possible with each one. So the application is your first step. You fill that out. And then it goes through a very long process. It comes into me. I review all of the applications, and I'm looking for some red flags, first and foremost, things that just, you know, stand out to me that may need some more conversation. I'm also looking for matches. Do they have the fenced yard that dog might require? Do they have little kids and that dog's not good with kids?
Possibly other dogs in that dog, house.
Yeah. I mean, some dogs are great with others, and we have some that aren't. Mm-hmm. Some that'll be fine as only, and some that come out of backyard breeder situations that, you know, dogs are their comfort. So we want them to go with home with other dogs. Anyway, so then it goes to a vet check, and we contact the vets and do a vet reference, just confirm information. And from there, it comes back to me, and I do another review, and then try to match up that person either with the dog they applied for or possibly another dog that I feel might be a better fit. Especially for dogs that have multiple applications.
Well, it's
sometimes we get fabulous apps.
Well, what I love about what you do is that by checking out those descriptions, I love reading them every day because basically you're posting just about every day on Facebook for A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. And I love the descriptions, and it makes me feel like you really are matching the dog with the right owner. And that saves a lot of heartache because sometimes if someone just picks a dog by cuteness and the next thing you know, their personality's not clicking with the family dynamic and they're having to be returned. And that's always heartbreaking.
Yeah, well, every dog has a story, and it was important to me when I first started that I told those stories. Mm-hmm. I wanted people to really understand the dog, and when I talk to the fosters and I ask them questions, I have a whole list of things that I ask them. One thing that I stress is don't leave out the bad parts. And maybe there aren't any, but if there are some, I want to know, or if there are ticks or quirks.
Right.
You got to tell me that.
No surprises.
You know, because the last thing I want to do is put the wrong dog in the wrong home. And honestly, it happens at times. You can't
Sure.
always say that once a dog gets in a home, it's the perfect match. But I think we do a pretty good job.
I think so.
We have it down to a science.
So you've been there quite a while. Can you give me a sense of how many dogs you've placed maybe just in the past year? It's in the hundreds, isn't it?
I would love it. Yes, it is.
Yes,
Our average is between 5 and 10 dogs a week.
Gosh, that's amazing. And how many people do you have there? Two?
Well, our total... two.
You and Francine?
No. Francine and I do a lot of the behind-the-scenes work. I always joke that she's the face and I'm the voice. But our fosters, we have fosters and we have volunteers who do other things as well. And we have about... I think we have 58 total volunteers.
Wow, that's amazing.
So not everybody fosters. Some people do intake.
Okay.
Some people transport. Some
nice.
People do vet checks. Some people do home checks, which is, you know, always fun to follow up.
Yeah.
We have a lot of pieces for people.
Okay.
And, you know, we can fit people in.
Okay, so if I wanted to volunteer, then what would be, how can I contact you? What would I need to do? And also, while we have some time, I'm sure you can always use, they are a nonprofit, so you need donations for food and for money donations. So how can we help? How can I volunteer and how can I donate?
So the best place to start is on our webpage, aplaceofhoperescue.com. It has all of the information on that page. The very first page, if you scroll to the bottom, there's a donation section where you can make a donation. If you want to donate supplies or other items like that, you can send us an email or a message on the Facebook page, and we'll direct you accordingly. Things that we can't use, they'll parcel out to other rescues. We try to work with other rescues as much as possible in that vein. We think it's a community, so we really like to work with others.
Mm-hmm.
But the adoption application and a foster application are also on our webpage, as well as a list of all of our adoptable dogs and processes and procedures. There's an FAQ page. I work to try to get as much information as possible on that webpage when I created it, and I think it's all there.
Okay.
But if you're missing something, let me know.
Okay, I'm looking at their webpage right now, and you can find that at aplaceofhoperescue.com. Listen, if you the level of cuteness on this page is beyond the
I know.
They have pictures of some of these precious little dogs. I don't know what it is about little dogs, but they always look like puppies, even though they're grown up. So if you have a soft spot, maybe you're looking for some companionship, maybe it's time. Check this out at aplaceofhoperescue.com. They really do an amazing job. We're going to take a quick break, Christine, and then we'll be back in just a couple minutes. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Christine Spears is here with the Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. Christine, is there anything that we have with just a couple minutes left that you'd like to mention that we haven't talked about this morning?
Oh, gosh, it seems like we covered so many great things. I mean, I would encourage people to look at your local rescues if you're interested in bringing a new dog in. Not every rescue is going to have what you want, and not every rescue will have the process and procedures that you like or the limitations. You know, we get that a lot. Well, I don't agree with this or that, and that's perfectly fine. Not one rescue fits everybody, but there are so many fabulous rescues in this area with so many dogs looking for homes. If you can't find what you want at one, please check out another.
Okay. And this one in particular is a Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. So that sort of definition is a 15 pounds and under. It doesn't necessarily have to be a specific breed.
Right.
Okay.
Not necessarily specific breed. We've had them all. Okay. Everything.
And I love that we're doing this on Friday because, as I said a couple of times this morning, I'm a big Facebook fan, and it just makes me happy to look at all the photos. But today is Find a Home Friday, and that's where they post all of their currently available dogs for you to see. So I would encourage you, if you're not a friend.
In one place.
Yeah, it's all in one place, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So I love that.
All in one post.
All in one post. So it's Find a Home Friday. So definitely check that out on their Facebook page. It's well worth it. The cuteness factor is off the chart, and I promise you it'll make you smile. And maybe your heart will get touched by one of those little doggy smiles.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yes. Okay, so again, the website and how folks can get in touch with you, if you wouldn't mind, Christine.
The website is aplaceofhoperescue.com. Sorry, I was just reading a message from somebody wanting to adopt.
Oh, I love it. I know, and I appreciate you. I know this is a busy day for you on Friday, so I appreciate you taking the time to be with me.
So our Facebook page is A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue, sorry, and then the website, aplaceofhoperescue.com, and you can find everything there. That's where I would recommend to start.
Okay, and as far as receiving dogs, I did get a question from one of the listeners. Is it just Escambia County, or do you take dogs, small dogs from the region?
We have taken dogs from everywhere, including out of state.
Oh,
we have
okay.
a foster available, and it's within our general region. I mean, we don't, of course, take dogs from Colorado or California, although we get asked. But if it's within a reasonable distance and the dog can get to us, because we don't drive to get them.
Gotcha. Okay.
And we have a foster home available. We will. We've brought them from South Florida, Tennessee.
Okay.
Up and down east coast.
All right, Christine Spears, thank you so much for being here with us this morning. I know you're busy, so you better go answer that text about getting that dog adopted. Talking with Christine with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. You can find them at aplaceofhoperescue.com. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend and that Find a Home Friday goes well for you. This is Pep Talk
thank
with
so
Meg.
Much.